As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, what makes that shot, that three-pointer, even bigger for Vachon is that they get Salem Springs gets the ball to start the final period, leading 46-37.
Yeah, you know, Mount Home had the steal and tried to get the run out, just overthrew the pass just a little bit, and they were able to come down and hit a three.
Vachon tried another one on the right side, no good. Rob gets the rebound for Mount Home.
Turn it right over.
Oh, man.
He threw it right over there to Bickford, and Bickford just could not handle it.
Wow. So that's the ninth turnover against the Bombers. Salem Springs with eight so far. We're 13 seconds into this final period as the Panthers get the ball back on their end of the floor. Balls with Vachon on the left side, up top to Hawbaker. Over on the right side to Spence. Back up top to Hawbaker. Back over to Spence. Down to Newman in the corner. Back to Spence. Up top to Hawbaker. Over on the left side to Vachon. Cross court to Spence. Down to Newman at the elbow. Up top to Hawbaker. Mishandles the pass but gets it back. Over to Spence on the right. Down to 13 left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Shipp in the corner. Back to Spence. Over to Newman at the free throw line. Back over to Spence. He's going to try for the three on the right wing. Will not go. Shipp tries to tip it back up. He can't get that to go. But Vachon's there for another offensive rebound. He can't get that foul to go. And this time the rebound comes to the Bombers. Whew.
A lot going on right there in that one.
Well, no kidding. And back the other way. Blaine Tate's going in for the layup, and he gets it.
You got to get some stops right here and scores for the Bombers. You know, we're able to get some twos down there in the paint. We got to start with some stops and rebounds.
46-39, Panthers up, 6:47 left in the game. Ball goes over on the right side to Vachon, up top to Hawbaker, over to Spence on the left side, cross court to Vachon on the right. He's going to drill to the elbow, and he's going to be fouled. Blaine Tate picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers here in the second half. 6:37 left to play in the game. Spence checks out of the game as, let's see, I believe it was Black Fox that came back in. Hawbaker inbounds it on the low block to Newman. His shot is blocked. And just ball's just taken away by Dewey. He gives it to Tate, who's quickly back the other way for the layup off the glass and in.
Yeah, good job there by Blaine. Great defense there by Dewey and the good run out by the Bombers.
Seven on the night for Blaine Tate. Down to a two-possession game, 46-41. Panthers up, 6:19 left in the game.
String together another stop right here.
Ball is with Vachon. Over to Black Fox on the left side. Cross court, his pass knocked away, but Hallbaker's there to get it. Now he's going to go into the lane for the layup, no good, but Newman's there to tip it back up and in.
Timeout here, Salem Springs.
So Newman with 14, and Salem Springs does take the timeout. We'll break with 6:03 left in the game. It is Salem Springs leading Mountain Home 48-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
6:03 left to play in the game. Salem Springs takes the timeout. Both teams now out of 30-second timeouts. Salem Springs with all three of their fulls remaining. Mountain Home with just one left. Again, Salem Springs with the 48-41 lead right now. Mountain Home will inbound it in the backcourt. Carson gets into Bickford. We're back underway.
Big possession right here for the Bombers.
Balls goes into the front court to Dewey. Now up top to Bickford. He'll set the offense. Bickford gives it to Tate on the right. Back to Bickford on the left. To Dewey at the elbow. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Will not go. And rebound knocked around. And ball still being fought for. Carson's able to secure it. Mountain will get it back. Ball goes down to Rob on the low block. He puts up the reverse layup up and in.
Yeah, great hustle there by Braxton Carson to keep that ball alive. And Dewey fed Tate on a nice little run out, and Tate with a good job. You know, we talked about learning your players. If I'm playing with Blaine Tate, I've got my head up all the time. He will find you with an open pass.
Ball goes over to Hawbaker, over to Vashawn. Thought about the long three, but instead he will give it back to Hawbaker. Now to a Black Fox in the right corner. Now Ship has it just outside the paint. Gives it to the Newman on the low block. He puts up the layup. No good. Tries to go back up with it. He can't get that to go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:05 left in the game. Braden Dewey picks up his first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. So Dalton Newman at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 14 points. First shot for Newman is up. No good, so it'll stay a two-possession game even if he gets this next one.
Yeah, good foul there by Dewey. It looked like he was going to have a wide-open layup, and he'll take the foul right there. Worst you're going to get is 1 point right here.
Robert Doerr coming back in for the Bombers as Hagen Robb will take a seat. Robb sits down with 6 points after that reverse layup that he got on that last possession. Second shot for Newman is up. Good, he gets 1 of 2. And now Ryder McLean's going to come in for Mountain Home as he will replace Braxton Carson. So 5:05 left to play in the game. It is 49-43, Panthers up.
Got a 2-2-1 press right here, extended press by Siloam.
McLean gives it to Bickford. Into the front court to McLean. Back to Bickford, who will set up the offense. Bickford dribbling toward the left side, gives it to Dewey just outside the paint. He is going to be fouled. I think they're going to call that on the shot and send him to the free throw line with 4:47 left.
Yeah, it looks like Ship kind of fell down there guarding Dewey, and Kai, I believe, got a nice pass in there to him. And once Dewey caught it in the paint, he was not going to be denied getting that ball up.
Cam Black Fox picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Siloam Springs here in the second half. Dewey's first free throw will not go. That's his first attempt of the night. He has 11 so far this evening. So one more free throw for Dewey. Second shot is up, and he gets 1 of 2. He has 12. 49-44, Siloam Springs up.
See if the Bombers can put together a stop right here.
Hawbaker, a double team, gives it to Newman. Newman's going to drill into the paint. Puts up the jumper over Dewey. Bounces around and falls in.
Wow, a little fadeaway jumper from the free throw line is a shot. If you're Mountain Home, you'd like Siloam to take every time.
McLean dribbles to the corner. That is 17 for on the night for Newman. 51-44, Panthers up. Here is Tate giving it to McLean in the left corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Ball's knocked around, and the ball's still being fought for. And Vashawn will save the rebound into Newman. Back he comes, finding Ship on the low block. His layup counts, and he is fouled. And Noah Ship's just got teed up.
Yeah.
He flexed a little bit to trash talk, and the official said, nuh-uh. So he's going to get one free throw, and then Mountain Home's going to get two free throws after that.
And then Mountain Home will retain the ball there.
Yep.
Kind of rule of thumb, and I think that's what the officials are talking about right now, is that, you go with the order in which the fouls occurred right here. So since the bucket and the foul happened right here, Ship will shoot his free throw first, and then Mountain Home will go down here and get their two free throws in the ball back.
I thought in high school it was the technicals were always second no matter what, but I'm not sure about that. So anyway, who'd they call that foul on for Mountain Home? So they would call that on Dover. That was his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. The free throw for Ship did not go. Now Ship, that technical foul does count as a personal, so that's his second foul. 15 foul against the Panthers. So it will be Kai Bickford at the free throw line to shoot two, and then Mountain Home will get the ball on the sideline. First free throw for Bickford is up and in.
Yeah, you look at Coach Stewart over there. He's just kind of upset for Siloam's coach. Not at the call. He's upset at his player right now. You just had a good play to get an and one, and then all of a sudden you miss your free throw, and you turn around and you're going to give Mountain Home two shots and the ball back right here. It's like that play never happened right here.
So Ship checks out of the game. Levi Fox checked in for him. So 53-46, Mountain Home trailing Siloam Springs with 4 minutes left. An alley-oop attempt. Dover couldn't get this dunk, though, and the rebound comes to Siloam Springs. Oh, man.
That was right there, wasn't it?
It was. Here is Hawbaker with it. Gives it up top to Newman. He's going to try for the three-pointer, and he gets it.
Dalton. And they're going to get Dewey on a foul right here.
Oh, man. Away from the ball?
Yeah, if they're going in for the free throw there. Looked like that he came in and was number 10 there, Fox. He kind of flopped a little bit on it, but Dewey did kind of put his hands on the back of him, and they got him right there.
So the three-pointer counts, and then Salem Springs will inbound underneath their basket. But first, Mount Tom's going to take their last time out of the night. We'll break with 3:41 left to play in the game. It is Salem Springs leading Mount Tom 56-46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Let's play in the game. Mount Tom trailing Salem Springs 56-46 after a three. And then the Panthers are going to keep the ball because of a foul away from the ball after the shot.
Yeah, it's a big turn of events right there for the Bombers.
So Hawbaker will inbound underneath the Panthers' basket. Gets in to Newman near the elbow. He drills into the lane, puts up the turnaround and fadeaway. It will not go. Dewey gets the rebound for the Bombers.
And we turn it over.
And there they turn. Yep, they did turn it right back over. 10th turnover against the Bombers as the ball goes out of bounds. 3:34 left to play in the game. Salem Springs gets it back once again underneath their basket. By the way, last score we had Greenbrier up on Van Buren 45-37 with a few seconds left. Inbound pass goes to Vachon in the left corner. He puts up the three. It's fouled on the way up. He'll go to the line for three free throws. Kai Bickford picks up his second personal foul. That does put Salem Springs in the bonus for the rest of this game. So it will be Nate Vachon at the free throw line to shoot three. He has 17 so far tonight. First one bounces around and falls in. He is now 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. Second shot for Vachon, good. And if he gets this next one, it'll be a 5-possession game and it gets even tougher.
Yeah.
Kobaninski comes back in for Mount Home, replacing Kai Bickford. And so one more free throw for Vachon. Third shot is up. No good. He gets to a three, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Ball goes quickly to McLean. Over to Tate up top. Now over to Inskeep on the right side. Up top to Tate. Over to McLean on the left. Finds Dewey just outside the lane, and he's called for the travel. 11th turnover against Mountain Home. Comes with 3:19 left to play in the game. It is a 12-point Panther advantage. Ball goes in to Newman, to Vachon, back to Newman, back to Vachon, and back to Newman. Into the front court to Vachon. He has it on the left side. Now to up top to Hawbaker. Back over to Vachon. He will give it to Spence in the corner, up top to Hawbaker. To Fox at the free throw line. He's dribbling to the low block. Puts up the shot over Dewey. Will not go, and Dover gets the rebound from Mountain Home.
And Mountain Home's got numbers right here. Want to continue to push.
Tate with it. Throws it to Dewey in the paint. He puts up the jumper. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Braden Dewey will go to the line for the and-one situation with 2:44 left to play in the game and a chance to make it a single-digit margin once again. They're going to give that one to Dalton Newman. That's his fourth personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Panthers. So far, Dewey 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 14 points. His free throw here will go. Back to a 3-possession game, 58-49 our score with 2:40 left.
See if we can get some pressure right here and cause a turnover.
Ball goes to Newman, and he's going to be fouled at 1-1 coming up for Dalton Newman with 2:33 left in the game. Braden Dewey picks up his third personal foul, eighth team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. Noah Shipp's going to check back in for the Panthers as he will replace Levi Fox. So Dalton Newman back at the charity stripe. He's so far 3 of 4 from the free throw line. First shot is up. No good. He misses the front end. Ball's knocked out of bounds. They're going to save by Dover, and it will be Panthers ball with 2:33 left in the game.
Yeah, correct call there. Dover kind of came in and went out there. You know, it's another opportunity for Salem Springs. Mountain Homes gave up another offensive board off of the free throw. That's where they hurt.
Yep. Here is a Hawbaker with the ball in the left corner. He's going to dribble out to the wing. Down to Newman, just outside the paint. He's met by a double team. Throws it over to Spence, who mishandles it but gets it back. Now Hawbaker has on the right side. Gives up top to Newman. Newman's going to drill to the low block. He's going to blow by Dover for the layup. Back to a double-digit lead for Salem Springs. 60-49 our score. Tate back the other way. Throws it to McLean in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Vachon. Here is Vachon throwing it into the front court to Newman. 1:52 left to play in the game. Back to Vachon. Thought about three. Now instead he'll dribble up to the top. Over to Hawbaker. Back to Vachon. To Newman. He puts up the turnaround jumper at the elbow. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dover. Back comes Mountain Home. Back the other way. McLean puts up the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Dover. Has the ball knocked away. And Salem Springs comes up with a steal.
Yeah, that's one right there where Dover doesn't need to put the ball on the floor. He's got the rebound. Just go straight back up with it. And you don't have a chance to get it stolen from you.
Vachon puts up the jumper in the paint. Will not go, but he draws contact and he heads to the free throw line with 1:24 left. Braden Dewey picks up his fourth personal foul. This is the ninth team foul against Mountain Homes. The next one will put Salem Springs in the double bonus. Vachon at the free throw line. First shot is up, rolls around and falls in. Hagen Robb and Kai Bickford check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Coben Inskeep and Robert Dover, and now Salem Springs is going to call a timeout before the second free throw. We'll break with 1:24 left to play in the game. It is Salem Springs leading Mountain Home 61-49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Are you looking to invest in the home of your dreams? Hi, I'm Melissa Miller, your Farmers and Merchants Bank local mortgage lender. With years of experience, I will help you navigate the home buying process and find the best competitive rates in our market. Call me at 870-425-1861 or stop by our Farmers and Merchants main branch on Hickory Street. Home sweet home ownership made easy with me, Melissa Miller. NMLS number 631065, Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, right now, 1:24 left to play in the game. It is Salem Springs up 61-49 on Mountain Home. But Nate Vachon does have one more free throw to shoot. Looks like early in the fourth quarter, Harrison's up on Alma 45-36. Vachon's second free throw will not go, and the rebound comes to the Bombers. So 61-49, Panthers up. Ball goes to Bickford over to Tate. Now on the left side to McLean. Ball is knocked away from Dewey, but Rob's there to pick it up. He is fouled on the layup attempt, and he'll head to the line for a pair of free throws with 1:12 left.
Hagen struggled from the line last time right there, and see if he can get these two to fall here.
Nate Vachon picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 7 against Salem Springs. So Hagen Rob at the free throw line. First free throw is up and in.
If you notice out there, Hagen's rhythm was a lot better as he dipped down in with the ball instead of coming up and kind of being jerky with it. Nice rhythm there, able to see it go down.
So Rob with one more free throw to shoot. He's now 1 of 3 from the charity stripe. Will miss the second one, and the rebound is controlled by Salem Springs. Here's Hawbaker into the front court, met by a double team. Gets out of it, finds Newman. 61-50 with 56 seconds left to play in the game. Ball's up top to Hawbaker, over to Newman, to Fox near the right corner, cross court to Vachon on the left side. And now he gets out of a double team. Now it was met by another double team, gives it to Shipp, finds Newman going into the lane for the layup, good.
Yeah, good job spacing and ball movement there by Siloam Springs and able to finish it off with a shot.
Here's Tate with it as Siloam Springs is up 63-50. A five-possession lead for the Panthers. Ball goes to Tate in the right corner. His three-pointer is blocked, but he also draws contact, so another three-shot opportunity. We've seen a lot of those tonight.
Yeah, we have.
And that's on Dalton Newman. He's going to spend the final 26.9 seconds on the bench. He fouls out. So he'll check out the game as Jackson Spence comes back in. So Blaine Tate at the free throw line for three opportunities. He is so far 1-of-2 from the charity stripe with 7 points. First free throw for Tate is up. Will not go.
Missed quite a few free throws tonight, too, hadn't the Bombers?
Yes, we have. Tate, by the way, fouled out with 24 points. I mean, not Tate, Newman. Tate's second free throw bounces around several times before it finally goes in. So he has one more to shoot. Third free throw is up. No good. He gets 1-of-3. And Rob is called for the rebound, foul on the rebound attempt. They're going to give Rob, that is his second personal foul. That is the 10th team foul, so it's a double bonus. So it's a two-shot opportunity coming up for Siloam Springs. That only took 0.3 seconds off the clock. Noah Shipp at the free throw line. He's so far 0-of-1 with 8 points. First free throw is up, no good. So looks like Mount Tom's going to start the conference play, unfortunately getting swept tonight.
Yeah, you know, this is a tough place to come play. I was talking with the coaches beforehand. They said, man, if you can win this game, it's like two wins because not many people is going to come here and win.
Shipp does get the second free throw, 64-51. Here is Tate with it, and his pass is stolen. As it went right into the hands of Spence.
Yeah, Siloam should be content just here, just letting the clock run out.
Yep, 12 seconds left, shot clock is off, and both teams just going to let the clock run out. By the way, Levi Uchman checked in a moment ago. Here is Spence with it on the left side now, and they're just going to let the final few seconds run out. And Mount Tom's going to get swept by Siloam Springs tonight to start 5A West action. Our final score in this boys' matchup, Siloam Springs defeats Mountain Home 64-51. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or